Good morning. It is March 9th, 2024 at 9:09 a.m. This is the Board of Assessment Appeals meeting. May we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Mark, can you call the roll, please?
Sure. Maria Conlon? I heard you say here, you're muted, but, or you're muffled, I should say. Colleen Germain Izzo?
Here.
Sarah Vidomsky?
Here.
Okay, record should reflect everybody's here. There's a quorum.
Okay, item four, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, public portion is closed. Number five, elect chair of the board. Are there any nominations?
I would like to nominate Sarah Wendop as chair.
Okay. Is there a second? Second by Maria. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay, all those in favor?
Hi.
Okay, thank you. Okay, number six. Approval of the minutes of September 30th, 2023 meeting. I will, as Maria and I were there, I will make a motion to approve the minutes for the Board of Assessment Appeals meeting minutes from September 30th, 2023. Is there a second? Second by Maria. All those in favor? Aye. Okay, then, and we can
If
have
there's no objection, Colleen, I'll just put you down as abstaining because you were not at the meeting.
thank you. That's what I was just going to state.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, number seven. Hearing the following assessment appeals, we are going to begin with A. Lech Kruzinski, 30 Water Street.
Okay, he's in the waiting room, so I will put him in. And Betsy, are you going to turn off your video? Or however you want to do it, it doesn't matter to me. Okay, so we'll let him in. Tom, you there?
Oh,
How are you?
how you doing?
Good.
Excuse me. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay. We have your appeal here.
Yes.
And so is there anything that you would like to present to us? Any
Right, just a,
evidence for your
but just
appeal?
please identify yourself for the record.
This is Thomas Krasinski of 30 Water Street, Derby. The only thing I have to say is I don't understand why when I understand if it fluctuated a little bit, but it went up $75,000, a little over 75,000. I don't understand why, because there's has been no updates on the property or anything else in the last 12 years other than a roof. That was 12 years ago. I don't understand why it went up so much. I live on a busy street with Home Depot in my front yard, and I have a hill in my backyard, which I you know, and which I there's nothing that can be done about. But the house really has no property with other than the standalone building. And I don't understand why it was assessed so high.
Okay. Excuse me. And I'm sorry, are you the current owner?
My father's the owner. I'm speaking on his behalf.
I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. And your assessed value, you said you went up 75,000?
75,180 to be exact.
And has there been any work done at the house? Any additions? Anything added?
No, not the property. No, not in the last 12 years. I believe the last thing that was done to the property was a room. That was roughly 12 years ago.
Okay. Does anyone have any further questions?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Mr. Krasinski, we have your property card and the information sent. So we will take a look at it and you will receive a letter post decision.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Mr. Altamirano is in the waiting room. If you want us to go with him, I can let him in.
Okay. B. Altamirano Associates LLC, 241, 243 Caroline Street. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Good morning. It looks like you just need to connect to audio.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for the opportunity to do this. And okay, I'm quite impressed with the Zoom meeting. And I think it's very effective to do that versus in person and all that to get this done. So thank you for the opportunity.
Great, great. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Edwin Altamirano, 137 Westgate Road, Watertown, Connecticut.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to present your appeal?
Yes, I do. Just a couple of things before I do the appeal is that I have been a resident of the city of Derby for many years. I grew up in Derby. I grew up on Caroline Street. My parents grew up there. I went to the local schools in Middletown, the high school. I was an elected official in the city of Derby with Mayor Grande. I was on a board of apportionment taxation. I had a CPA practice back then. And when I got married, we ended up moving. This property and that we're talking about was a property that we purchased because we lived on at 235 Caroline. And this property was a multifamily 8-unit building that was being foreclosed. We bought it because I wanted to ensure the safety of the neighborhood that we lived in and where I was growing up. The property, when I bought it, is an affordable housing property. I used Small Cities grant money to rehab the property, and I maintain those rents up until recently. The same people that moved in when I bought the property are still there today, most of them. And the rents were like $800, $900 a month for many, many years. As the years progressed, obviously the taxes have increased, and there were a lot more developments going on in the area. For example, you had a property that went up at right next door at 225, 227 Caroline Street. They call it the Housing Operation Management Building. And there's a lot of development, as you know, on Caroline Street, and the rents have skyrocketed, and they're going in excess of $1,300, $1,400, $1,500, $1,700 for a three-bedroom. My units are still three bedrooms. They're renting like $900 or $950, you know, even $1,000, I think, in some cases for some people. But the rents are significantly lower for a three-bedroom. And so what's happening is that I'm not able to maintain the affordable housing for these properties because of the increase in taxes that I have. And when I look at other properties in the neighborhood, for example, the one I just mentioned, it has about 8,854 square feet. And I look at the appraised value of $311,000 for the building. That's $35 a square foot. If I look at my building, I'm being assessed at $51 a square foot. I mean, I want equitable and you know, as far as the assessment. But why would a brand new building in better condition, much better than mine, also have a rating of normal? Mine has a rating of good. I would say that their property is much better condition. I haven't maintained my property since I did the rehab, and is in basically in poor condition. And so the rating is not accurate. Again, I'm just comparing the property here. There is another property that I looked at, which is property number 192, 194 Caroline Street. It's owned by Tobin Dennis. Again, this property here, when I look at the square footage in relation to the building appraised value, it's at $42 a square foot. So again, just a quick sample of some properties is that my property is being assessed at a higher value than comparable properties right next door to me. And the properties are in much better condition than mine. So how can my property, just looking at the building alone, be assessed much higher? So again, so my argument is that the building condition is not accurate as stated in the assessment. Secondly, is that when you guys do your assessment on a raised ranch, for example, you assess the raised ranch based on the level. You don't assess the ground level in terms of from an assessment, because my wife has an insurance agency. And I know that when we're looking at to do the appraisals for the insurance, for insurance purposes, is that the ground level is like considered non-livable space. But in my building, for some reason, the square footage is inaccurate. The gross square footage is not calculated completely or accurately, is what I'm getting at. And so I think that I'm over-assessed on the assessments because the high square footage that is inaccurate in my assessment. And the last thing I want to just say is that the mechanicals in a building were the original mechanicals when I did the rehab, and all that needs to be changed and all that. And I know that the city of Derby gets favorable treatment by the government to have affordable housing in the neighborhood. And I can no longer continue to do affordable housing and have to go into market rate rents. And in order to do that, then I can do the repairs that I need to do and to do the mechanicals, the heating systems. Again, all those are original from when the property was rehabbed.
Okay. Thank you for that. Are there any questions?
No.
How are you doing, Mark? I see that you're on the call too, Mark or Follow.
I'm doing well, Edwin. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for the opportunity to present today.
No problem. That's your right. You got it. How's everything? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. As you recall, when we were on the Board of Apportionment, that's when I bought this building in here. And the prices have not changed my prices. There's a lot of development going on. A lot of the rents are significantly much, much higher than mine is. But how can I keep an affordable housing or the rents really low and also be, you know, unjustly in terms from a rate per square footage, be higher than even properties that are much better conditioned than mine is? That's all I'm just asking. So I'm looking for an adjustment. I want to pay my taxes. Don't get me wrong, but I just want some form of relief so that I could continue and to maintain this property.
And just for the record, I'm not a member of the board. I'm just the, you know, managing the Zoom as town clerk. So to keep the.
No, I understand that. Thank you, Mark.
But always good to see you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to say an old friend, but I'll say a longtime friend.
I've always thought you're going to be the mayor here, Mike. Mark.
All right. Well, thank you very much for presenting. And we have all the information in our packets in front of us that we will go through. And then you'll receive a letter with the decision made by the board.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate your consideration. And thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Here. Bye, Edwin.
Yep. Take care, Mark. Bye-bye.
I don't see anybody else in the waiting room yet. There was somebody there, but then he hung up. So, or the okay. person.
I just got a call from Mr. I forget his name. KFC. He would like to rescind his withdrawal, and he would like to present his case at 10:30.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I will. Okay, there's another gentleman. I think it's probably Mr. Medina, probably. So if you want to keep going, we'll.
Okay, C. Hector Medina, 10 John Street.
Okay. Here he comes.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can I please have you state your name and address for the record?
Hector Medina, 10 John Street, Derby, Connecticut, 06418.
And I'm Thilda Medina, the same address, 10 John Street, Derby, Connecticut.
Can you spell your first name? Sorry.
Thilda.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Would you like to present your appeal and any evidence you have?
Well, our appeal is concerning our taxes that have gone up so much in the years that we've lived here, where our income has come down. And like a lot of people, we're struggling to get by. And I just wanted to see what we could do, if anything, about it. In the 9 years that we lived here, our taxes have gone up $2,000.
And I don't have records of all of those increases. I did, but they're available to you, that's for sure. I just have a record here of, you know, we have our 1040s. So we're both on a fixed income. We live on Social Security, and my husband has a part-time job as a van driver for Winkle Bus Company. And, you know, it's getting more and more difficult to make ends meet when our taxes at the end of the year are close to $8,000, and that's a big chunk out of our monthly income.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any questions for the Medinas?
No.
Any questions? Okay, hearing none, we thank you for your presentation. We have our packet in front of us with your information, and you will receive a letter with the decision of the board, I believe in the next month.
And what are you basing that decision on?
Evidence provided, and we have the property cards here.
Okay.
I got a question.
Sure.
Is there anything pertaining to seniors like ourselves where you could just put a stop on the taxes going up every year? Like in other towns, from what I understand?
I don't know if there's any other programs that you may qualify for, but I'm happy to speak to the mayor's office as well as some of our representatives to see if there are any programs you may qualify for, and I'd be happy to get in touch with you separately from, this particular item after this meeting, to see if there's any assistance that may be provided or that you may qualify for.
We would appreciate that. Yes.
Absolutely.
John, I think Maria asked a question. She said she's not sure why the issue isn't coming out. But she was wondering if there were any updates or improvements made to the property.
No. I mean, we haven't even painted in the 9 years that we've been here. So everything is still the same as it was when we closed on our home.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you again. And again, we'll be, in touch separate from this, to see if there's anything we can do in the ways of assistance or anything that you may qualify for.
Oh, we appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. So are we done now?
You are done now. And
I don't even know how to do what do I just hit leave?
Yeah. You can hit leave. Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Mm.
And
thank you.
Hopefully we can work something out here. Thanks.
All right. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next would be William Cote.
Nope, nobody's
in the waiting room right now.
The waiting room. So we'll wait. What I'll do is I'll pause. It's 9:34.
Okay.
And we'll pause at this time until the next person comes in. So hold on one second. Let me just get that. So it's 9:55. We'll turn the tape back on. I think Mr. Cote is trying to get in here.
Okay.
And just for the record, the next one was Sons of Italy Valley Regional Lodge. They withdrew their appeal. Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Brian Cirillo at 20 South Division Street.
Okay, Brian, there's somebody that's ahead of you. So,
okay.
Well, I don't know what the part. Yes, how are you?
Good. I mean, what is it? Just a voice thing?
Yeah.
So you just speak to them, whoever's there. Okay, yeah, sure.
The board is here. I don't know if the board wants to go ahead with this, and then we can just kind of go out of order. That's up to you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, where do you stay on the line?
Yeah, just hold 1 second, okay?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So what do you want to do? You want to take his right now, or do you want to wait, see if Mr. Cote gets on?
I think it's fine to go forward with that. Does anybody have any objection?
No.
Okay, I'll bring him in. Okay. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Can I please have you state your name and address for the record?
It's Brian Cirillo, 20 South Division Street in Derby.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to present your appeal?
Yes, I guess so. Yeah, that's why I'm calling.
Okay, Brian, so just go ahead and explain your situation.
Okay. Well, they had raised my gross assessed value. I'm not sure based on what. Like, is it, you know, I mean, I'm a self-employed contractor, builder, carpenter, semi-retired. And I just, like last year, I guess my value was 4,000, and I had spoke with the town assessor. I said, you know, she goes, you can't, like, you know, because you're still in business, you can't have everything both ways. I understand. And I'm willing to pay, you know, some portion. I was willing to pay what I paid last year. I don't understand why it went up or what they base it on. I mean, what is it kind of based on? I mean, I don't really have equipment anymore. I mean, I have my personal tools, a few, but I don't have like any major equipment, or I don't even have a computer. That's pretty much it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just looking in our packet. Did you submit your personal property declaration?
Declaration of what, though? I mean, I'm not sure what I would be submitting. This is all new to me. This was put on Derby because the town up there, you know, had contacted Derby and said, I was living in Seymour at the time, and they basically said, well, this guy's in business, da da da, and then they put some $20,000 figure on it. I said, based on what? What do I own that's worth $20,000? You know what I mean? And then I spoke with, I think Betsy, is that correct? Was there a town tax person?
The assessor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she had come up with a number. She goes, well, you still have it because you have, it is on your taxes. I guess there's something on my taxes. I still file a Cirillo Construction return every year. And like I had said to her, I said, well, I understand that, you know, what it means. I just didn't know, you know, why increase it, though? I mean, why the increase?
Okay. And I'm sorry, you said that you are doing things.
I'm a senior citizen, semi-retired, but I'm still in business. Yes, I am.
And you do have equipment for your business.
Well, if you consider a skill saw and a table saw, yeah, I do.
Okay. And then, and just where is that located in Derby, the equipment?
Yeah. Well, it's just, okay. The equipment is mostly in the back of my pickup truck. I'm a service industry, so I carry just some general tools in the back of my pickup truck. And I understand that, you know, I understand where the town's coming from. And who am I speaking with right now? I'm just curious.
My name is Sarah Wadomsky.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't mind, you know, paying the town, you know, something. I mean, okay, you know, I get it because I'm still in business. I have not closed my book and my checking account yet. Yeah.
Okay.
They come soon.
Sure. Yeah, I'm just trying to get all my notes in order here.
I think I paid the town a few hundred dollars last year. You know, and I understand, and I'm willing to do that, but I don't know why they increase me. I don't know what they're basing it on. I know you're supposed to, I think you're supposed to have like an accountant fill out something for you. I've never done this before. Last year was the first year in my life.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Does anyone have any other questions for Mr. Cirillo?
No.
Okay.
Let's see here. Give me one moment.
I mean, they're willing to come down and take a look around if they like. Everything I have is personally owned now. It's pretty much, you know, private use kind of stuff. There's nothing. People have better home shops than I have in the back of my trunk.
Sure. Okay. I don't see any more questions.
Okay.
So I thank you for your time, and we will take a look at all of this in our packets, as well as the information you provided. And we will get back to you with a decision.
Okay, I appreciate that. And like I said, I don't mind paying what I paid last year, whatever it was. I mean, I discussed it with her, and she said, well, you can't have this in both ways. You know what I mean? I'm like, I understand that. My accountant said the same thing. I was like, whatever. I mean, you know, I do live here in Derby now, so I'm a Derby resident, and I do have a little garage here, but I don't claim it on taxes. I don't write anything off or anything like that. There's no write-off expenses or depreciation expenses either.
Okay. Just one more again, I'm looking in our packet, and again, I asked this before, but it looks like in 2022, the personal property declaration was submitted.
Okay.
And it looks like the 2023 was not, according to our packets here.
I don't know unless you actually, if you send me a bill, I'll give you the money.
Yeah. So yes. And just to be aware that with, there's a 25% penalty for personal property declarations that are not submitted on time. So that is something that that this Board of Appeals would not be able to waive the 25%. With that declaration not being submitted. We'll confirm with the assessor that there's no record on file, but just for your information, that is something we are not able to touch.
All right, Susan, that's acceptable. I'm not hard nosed about any of that. I love my town, so.
Great.
Yeah. I understand we need taxes to run it. I do understand.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much.
Whatever. All right. And if you have to, you know, drop me a bill in the mail for the current amount, whatever. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
All righty. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
All right, it looks like Mr. Cote or somebody else is in the waiting room, so I'll let them in if that's okay.
Okay.
Yep, that's him.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today. Can I ask you to please state your name and address for the record?
William W. Cote. Address of interest is 17 Elizabeth Street, second floor, Derby.
Okay, Mr. Cote, would you like to present your appeal or any evidence?
Sure. I lease a two-room office on 17 Elizabeth Street, second floor, as a satellite office for my law. The only personal property inside the office is two desks, a bunch of chairs, a very, very old little office refrigerator, and a small table. All items are easily in excess of 25 years. And for some reason, the new assessment doubled from the previous year. And you're more than welcome to come see what's there if you so desire. We can set up an appointment and I'll meet you there.
Okay. I'm looking in our packet. And it looks like for the 2023 personal property declaration summary sheet, it looks like that was not submitted.
I think it was submitted late, if I remember
correctly. Submitted late. Okay.
I could be in error on that, but I believe that's what happened.
Okay, I see in our packet we have a 2022. That looks like it was late. I don't see a 2023 that was submitted.
Okay.
Right now, but we certainly can take a look at that. Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Cote?
No.
Okay. Okay, so we have two desks, chairs, refrigerator, tables. Any computers or other supplies like that?
There's two phones. They are not connected to anything, and there may be a computer there. I'm not even sure if it works.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Cote, we will take a look at this appeal. We will, as you said, send out our assessor if necessary, and you will get the decision on the appeal, I believe, in the next month.
That's fine. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think
Okay, so the next, there's nobody else in the waiting room. It's 10, 11. I'll pause the recording. And okay, it's 10:33, and Attorney Skronsky is entering the room to present the appeal. Hello?
Hello?
Gene, good morning. Is that you?
This is Gene Skronsky on the line from the Derby KFC.
Hi, welcome and good morning.
Well, thank you. Welcome and good morning to all of you.
Thank you. Would you like to present your appeal and any evidence?
Yes. I don't have any evidence, but what I'd like to say to the board, first of all, thanks for your service to the city of Derby. I might add parenthetically, I sat on that board, I think, in 1975, almost 50 years ago, when I was an alderman in Derby, actually president of the Board of Aldermen. So it's a little bit of a homecoming for me. And and also you have a distinguished board. I know, I think Sarah Wadomski is on the board, correct?
That's me.
That's you. You're president of the Board of Aldermen.
How are you?
Correct.
Fine, yes, sir.
Thanks. And of course, Maria Conlin, I was one of the many fans cheering her on for UConn. So, and then is it Linda Izzo? Third member?
Colleen Izzo. Pardon? Colleen?
Pauline Izzo, yeah. Well, I know many members, the Izzos are very distinguished, prominent Derby family. So anyway, regards to all of you. So anyway, the statement I'd like to make is, I think primarily the assessment's gone way, way up because of our recent remodel. It was a very expensive endeavor for us, and it affected only the front of the house, so to speak, not the kitchen at all. It's just primarily it was our dining room, and it involved the installation of a new floor, booths, and lighting. But there was no new equipment or renovations to the kitchen. In the kitchen, still, we have all existing equipment. And our equipment in the kitchen is quite old. Some of it goes back 20 years to when we did a rebuild at that time and put up the new building. Much of it's 10 years old, 15 years old. I think 5 years old is the newest piece of equipment we have in the back of the house. And we're constantly incurring repair costs. They're very high. The effects of inflation have affected all the businesses in the country, particularly the quick service restaurants, the QSR industry. Well, with minimum wage going from like $10, $11 an hour to $15.69 has caused a real squeeze on operating costs and profits. And that increase in the minimum wage then affects all the other workers in the restaurant, and everyone wages goes up. And then that's affected the cost of goods and services. So costs are up and profits are down. So I think I understand the way you did our assessment. It was based on material that our accountant gave you, information. And I think the main reason why our assessment went up so much was because of the new renovations to the front of the house. And so that is one component of our assessment, I understand. And the other is our existing equipment. So what I would say is that perhaps you can give us some consideration on the condition of our older equipment, the second component of our assessment. And because it's quite old, we're repairing it all the time. And I think it's probably overvalued on your books. We're a good citizen and a taxpayer. I think we do well for the city of Derby. We provide jobs for Derby residents, tax revenues. I think we run a good restaurant with delicious food and friendly service. Mm-hmm. It's an asset to the people of the city of Derby. So whatever consideration you can extend to us, we would greatly appreciate it. Our taxes, our personal property taxes with the new assessment are going to more than double, which is a, you know, really huge increase. So that's, you know, those are my comments. If I can answer any questions, I'm willing to do that and appreciate your consideration. And so that's my pitch.
Thank you so much. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Skoronski?
No.
Okay, Mr. Skoronski, we appreciate your presentation, and we have all the information and declaration forms in our packet here, and we will review, and there will be a decision that will be sent over to you in the next month.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate, you know, you're listening to me, and I appreciate the service you're all rendering to the city of Derby. As I say, I was an alderman back in the day. So, mm-hmm. you know, I really admire citizens that, you know, contribute to the town, and thanks for your service.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care. Too.
Have a wonderful Bye-bye. Weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, it's 10:40, and I'll pause the tape waiting for the next. All right, so it's 11:16 a.m., and the Madam Chair, if you want to take over the meeting again.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, it's William De Silva, and the business address is 251 Roosevelt Drive in Derby.
Okay, thank you. We were told that the appeal was being withdrawn, but would you like to present an appeal?
Yeah, so I thought that when I spoke to Lauren yesterday, I thought that there was the one appeal was on a personal property. That's the one I put in for, right? And then I talked to the assessor, and she explained to why it was up, and it was because there was a penalty because we didn't put it in, which was a mistake. And I was like, is there any way to get that reduced or taken off? Because I've done it every year. We're in enterprise zone, and it was the year that was coming off, and my bookkeeper just screwed it up. She was like, I don't know. And I said, well, if it's not, then I don't need to do that. But I do have an issue with the assessment on the property. And she said, well, you could do that. I'm like, okay, well, then keep it. Because that's – so if I could do the assessment on the property, I would like to go through with that. And then I'm just – you guys have any – you know, if there's any way to – help me on that 25% penalty, because it's a steep penalty, and it's a lot. And if you look at my personal property and what it is, it ends up being like $3,500. So if we could adjust that.
I do know that the 25% fee is – that is not something that we are statutorily able to waive. But I don't think that we have any documentation on the we only have the personal property information that was given.
Well, when I spoke with Lauren yesterday, we were going over because I said, could you send me the taxes, the estimate of what they're going to be without the enterprise zone? And she gave it to me. I mean, it goes from, as you know, very little to like $40,000. And I'm like, what is going on with this property? And I looked at she sent me the property card, the field card. And I said, so the sale of the property was 1.3. She looked into it. I said, I bought it for $500,000. And she goes, no, it does say here it's 500. But then with your improvements, they're saying it's 1.3 or 1 million. I don't know why the 1.3 is even there. She goes, I don't really understand that. But if you look at the field card, they're appraising it at 1 million. So your assessed value is 700. I'm like, well, that's crazy. I go, 1 million. I bought it for 500. I didn't, I put parking lot lights and it was a manufacturer. I just cleaned the place up and put my brewery in. She goes, well, you put a whole brewery in. I go, yeah, but I'm getting taxed on that on my personal property. If you look at it, the brewery taxes on personal property is $17,000. So you can't tax me twice. So that I was, she was like, well, she says, if you want to keep your appeal for tomorrow, keep it. I said, I do, yeah, unless there's another time to do that. Now, if there's another time to do that, because that bill doesn't come out until July, the full bill of the property. Because as of January, we paid the last bit of when we had the enterprise zone from the state. So the new bill comes out in July, or, comes out now, whenever. We got to pay it in January, because I looked at that yesterday. But I still, if I don't have an opportunity to appeal that, that's going to be a problem. So she's like, keep this and we'll see what happens. So if you guys say, well, no, you still have when that bill comes out, there's going to be another appeal process, then I'll wait for that, because I don't have to pay that one right now. But that's my big, I asked about the 25%. I understand the statute. It kind of kills me. $3,500 penalty is crazy, because I have so much personal property, because the value of my equipment is high. It is. It's expensive. And I've been there 7 years. It's been depreciated, but then I got whacked with the 25. But I feel that on the property, I'm getting charged twice, meaning I bought it for 500. I even went in through this process in 2016 or 2020, I think, 2021. And I was like, I don't understand this. You look at the properties next to me, and they're less than I am, and they're better shape. I mean, there's factories that have been working and that are full-blown factories, not brand-new buildings, but much newer buildings that are much valued less than mine. I'm like, my building's 100 years old, and we didn't really do anything. We put parking lot lights in and cleaned up the inside, got all the equipment out, painted, and put our brewery in. And there's a lot of value in the brewery. There is. But I'm getting, my personal property is getting, like I just said, that personal property is $17,000. I don't want to be taxed twice, both on the personal property and on the field card for the property itself. So that's my concern. Because I feel that that's how they looked at it. They said, oh, they put a whole brewery in there, and they, I didn't put in a half a million. I didn't buy the property and put in $500,000. Or even if you look at it today, if I took my brewery out, my equipment out, which I would, and I was to sell that building as it sits, I would never get $1 million, ever in a million years. I'm lucky if I get 600. So I don't know where they came up with that number. And I know it's getting reevaluated this year, I guess. So maybe there's another chance for this. So if you guys say, hey, this is for personal property, and there's another chance for you to appeal this, because there's a new reval coming out. And then when that comes out, maybe it adjusts or it gets fixed, but I don't know. So that's where I stand on that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Da Silva?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. We'll take a look at the packet that we did receive, and we will be getting back to you.
Okay. Do you guys know, is with the new reval, is there going to be an opportunity for appeals on the property tax?
I believe that the assessment appeals in general, this is the time of year. It's annually where this would be the time to do the appeals.
Okay. But so that even with the reval, I guess there's a new revaluation happening this year, like right now, I think.
Right.
I think that's what they said. So when that comes out, don't you open it up and say, because you're going to send that to me and say, hey, here's the value, the new value. Don't I have an opportunity to appeal that or no? I have to wait. I have to pay a year of taxes and then wait until next March.
Yes.
I believe.
Oh, okay. If that's true, then I want to make sure that. Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if somebody was talking. I believe it's the annual assessment appeal, but I can certainly verify with the assessor.
Okay. So I want to definitely go on record. If there's not another opportunity to appeal the property taxes, that's what I'm appealing right now. And if there's needed any more information, I mean, I have all that stuff, but I didn't think this was for that. And then when we started talking, she's like, oh, you could appeal that too. I'm like, well, I haven't even gotten that bill yet. She's like, well, but this might be the time. So I wasn't able to even, she sent me the field card, but I could pull, I have all the field cards from all the places next to me. And I could send those in Monday or whatever. So you can look at them or we could talk because I definitely believe that I'm getting charged double, meaning once on personal property, then they're putting the personal property or the value of that into my property, which is not correct. I don't believe it's correct because your value of my property at $1 million, million and change, assessing it at 700, it puts me at $27,000 taxes. You look at the property next to me, that's not even close. And if you just look at what I could sell my property for, take my equipment out, it's not even close to $1 million. If I could, I'll put it up and I'll sell it because then I make $500,000. So that's where I'm at. So I appreciate it and thank you for listening and hopefully we could work this out.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a wonderful weekend.
You also. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, hold on 1 second. It's 11:26. Okay, it's 11:30 a.m.
Okay. So we are on number 8. And I just wanted to state for the record, the items D, G, and H, Sons of Italy and Susan Giordano, both for G and H, withdrew their appeals. And is there a motion to table items A, B, C, E, F, I, and J?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Motion to table. Is there a second? Second by Maria. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and also it should be noted for the record that item A, 30 Water Street, Lech Krasinski, we direct the assessor to perform an inspection of the property and to report back to this board. Okay, item number 9. Set 2024 meeting dates. Can I have a motion to set our next Board of Assessment Appeals meeting at 12:30 on March 15th and our Board of Assessment Appeals September meeting at 9 a.m. on September 21st? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. That was by Colleen. And is there a second? Second by Maria. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, number 10. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
All right, so moved by Colleen. I will second that motion. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that is at 11:32 a.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.